curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong.
Hey, Lara, how are you?
Hey! Well, super excited because we are waiting for a call from Michael A. Shepard, who is performing at the La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts in Matilda the Musical. It seems like a great show to bring the family to, and in fact, I think it's recommended for kids ages 5 and up.
How fantastic is that? So you can bring both of the kids.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny. My daughter is almost 5, but she tells everybody that she's 5, and she's about to turn 6 somewhere along the way this past year. She aged a year within just a couple of months. Yeah, it's like, at what point do we stop doing that? Like, I'm hanging on to this year until the last moment.
Well, it's so funny. As a kid, you can't wait. You're like, you kind of by halves, and you're like, I'm 5 and a half. And this, after a while, you're like,
like the day after you turn 5, you're like, I'm almost 6.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we had a really exciting week. It was, speaking of birthdays, Will, did you have a nice birthday?
I had an excellent birthday. Thank you
very
much.
Wonderful. And you got to kind of kick off your birthday weekend by seeing one of our favorites,
Betty Buckley. Down at the Segerstrom in the Samuel Lee Theater. Which, if you haven't been there, it is, what an, so they have the incredible performance series coming up with Megan Hilty and other great, fabulous stars.
Yeah.
But, I just had such a wonderful time interviewing Betty on the show, and then to go down there and see her fantastic performance, and then afterwards, I got to talk to her. And, we held hands.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was amazing.
You actually got to touch her hand?
Yeah. It was incredible. And she was just, she was so, here we are, the best of the best, and just incredible. And the orchestrations, because I know you also saw the
Christian Jacob. Oh, he was the piano player and also did, piano player is not enough to describe him. Right. I feel like he's a genius.
It was, okay, so as a dancer, I know I'm seeing really good, because the stage is just four performers, four musicians and one vocalist. And I was just transported to visually picturing if I was dancing to her singing, and the piano was just and the guitar and the drums and the bass, and it was just magical.
I think the drummer was Barbra Streisand's drummer.
Oh, wow.
She mentioned that because I was at the show on Saturday, so they may have worked that in.
They were awesome.
Yeah, they were so, so good. And it was neat because it was set up like a nightclub. And speaking of kids, my 9-year-old was there. We started the day with the children's performance. Then we saw a Russian ballet, Mariinsky Ballet and Orchestra. And then we went to see Betty. He was like, what's next after that? I said, bedtime. But we walked in and all the tables were set up and it looked like there were little candles. And he said, I'm in a nightclub for the first time. Yeah. He announced that to the people around us.
Sounds like something Dallas would say.
He said it was the greatest night of his life, and he didn't want the show to end. And in fact, I tweeted that to Betty.
Oh.
And he really loved it. So even at 9, he got that this was something so special. So we encourage you to check it out for sure. They have a wonderful series at the Samuel Lee Theater, and everything that Segerstrom is doing is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It really, really was spectacular. I had a great time. And now we have Matilda. This is such a great time for musical theater.
All right, so I think Michael A. Shepard is calling in on our hotline.
Hi, Michael.
May we bring you in with a round of applause?
Okay. I think I can handle that.
Welcome to West of Broadway. This is so exciting. And Matilda the Musical, this is based on a beloved book by Roald Dahl. It's opening at the La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts. Such a wonderful place to see a show. And let's just jump right in and hear all about your role and what we can expect when we come to the show.
Well, first of all, I can tell you this. If you enjoy musical theater, and really, who doesn't? You're going to have a blast with this production of Matilda. It's a brand new show. If you've seen it before, you've never seen it done this way. The production team has chosen to do an entirely revamped production, all new staging, all new choreography, all new costumes, and it's just going to be a hoot. And I get the distinct honor to play Miss Agatha Trunchbull.
That's quite a name.
Mistress of the school.
And are you terrifying in that role?
Well, I'm terrifying in real life, so I'm just going to transfer that to stage. No, it's funny because I just get to yell at these really angelic looking children, and I'm 6'6", and these babies are 3'4" and 3 feet 5 inches tall. So just that image alone. And then I've got this big hair thing on, and it's really wonderful. And, I don't want to give anything away, but I have some well-placed warts. Oh. Today was the first day we actually applied makeup. I'm actually sitting here in my trunchbull makeup.
Nice.
And the makeup designer looked at me and just goes, "Why is it you're even with warts and this nose and the chin, you still look beautiful?" I go, "That's my spirit."
They love you, warts and all. I love that.
Yeah, warts and all. That's awesome. Well, so we heard that this show is packed with some really high energy dance numbers. There are some catchy songs. And then you have a very gifted young actress that you're working with. Can you tell us a little bit about some of these younger actors that are in the show?
They are just, you know, when you do these interviews, you're supposed to be incredibly positive about things and talk mm-hmm. about how everyone is wonderful. And a lot of times you say those things even though you don't mean it because you're trying to sell tickets for your show. And, you know, we've done that for years.
But finally.
People who know me know I speak the truth. Sometimes they hate it. Sometimes they love it.
Right.
But I honestly have to say for this production, I have never worked with a more gifted group of kids before. They are just, this is what I'll tell you. My first week of rehearsal, we try to get off book as fast as possible because we only get 2 weeks of rehearsal for this.
Wow.
And we're 4 days in and we're running act one after 4 days. And I'm doing this big scene, and I go up on my line and three of the kids tell me my line.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. Working with kids. They're off book day one. Yep.
And, you know, and I was able to say, remember that because I'll need it during this run. But the young lady, Audrey Simone, who plays Matilda, just a gift, an absolute gift. I mean, she's charming, she's funny, and I don't understand. It is just anathema to me that these kids can do all of this when the adults who have had years and years, and in the case of my scene partner, Josh Adamson, thousands of years of rehearsal, mm-hmm. you know, doing these things. But they come in and they memorize all this stuff, and we're struggling.
Behind every fantastic child actor is a even more fantastic mom.
Well, you know, and that's another thing. Their moms and dads who are around, and I've been spending a lot of time with them. I think the second rehearsal, I went out to meet with them.
Oh, nice.
And they all the parents, I went to meet with them. And the funniest thing was that they had all done all this research on me.
Oh, wow.
It was all on my Facebook page. They mm-hmm. they wanted to see who I was friends with. And they all had friends in common with me. And so it made them feel better
right.
that we knew the same people.
It's a new damn day.
But it's great, you know. But, you know, if you're going to put your kid in this business, do your research. Understand who the people are in the room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of doing research, Michael, I was looking you up earlier, and when Will got to the studio today, said, he does this great stuff with Celebration Theater. And I said, it's an LGBTQ+ theater. Can we hear all about that? Because you've been with them for a while now, right?
I have been with them, I think it will be 15 years this month.
Amazing.
Which is next. It's just weirdly impossible to think about it that way. It's like, you know, 15 years. And it's, well, for those of you who don't know Celebration Theater, it is the oldest continuously producing lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, two-spirited, allied, asexual, cisgender, gender non-binary theater in the country.
Amazing.
There's a couple more things I have to add to that, but I don't have the breath for it anymore.
We're always adding new colors to the flag, which is wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's oddly enough, the director for this show, Michael Matthews, was the artistic director when I first I was seeing a show, and during the intermission, he had just gotten to town. It was seeing the opening night of the same show I was at. And we started talking, realized we had all these friends in common, mutual friends from Chicago in common. And he says, well, I'm the new artistic director of the first show I'm doing of the season. It's a show called Four, and there's a perfect role for you. Would you like to do it? And I went, wait, we've just been talking for 20 minutes. You're asking to do a lead role in the show? You know nothing about me. He goes, we know all the same people. It'll be fine. And right now, this is the 12th or 13th production that Michael Matthews and I have done together.
Wow. Well, when you know, you know.
You know, you know.
That's wonderful. But that's a great tip for everybody, Michael, is to get out there and meet people, whether you're reaching out online or whether it's going to events, because you never know when that opportunity to collaborate is going to come up.
Oh, absolutely. There's an event that happens yearly in L.A. called the Ovation Awards, mm-hmm. which is sort of it's our version of the Tonys. And I keep telling young actors, you know, to go to these shows because the number of people you meet at these events, it just, you get so much work. You know, that's the reason I think I work today is because, you know, I like to work a room and I would go to these events and get to know people and talk to people and, you know, have a great time. And people remember that and they want to work with you. So,
well, it's just musical theater is life set to music. I mean, and it's like that is such a joy attractor. It just, like our show, West of Broadway, this podcast is, we always call it a celebration of musical theater. We don't review, we take the best parts and we celebrate the performances and the costumes and the music and the lyrics and everything that is wonderful, because it's so easy to find something spectacular in any performance because it's about people getting up there and sharing in the most spectacular way. And so it naturally will attract wonderful, vivacious, incredible people that are excellent at working a room. And that's the thing, is creativity happens when we feel comfortable and we feel empowered and we feel that we're being heard and that we actually like the people that we're with, you know? So it's just like, it makes so much sense that someone could just have a conversation with you and just realize, okay, this guy, I want to work with him. Like, that makes so much sense to me.
Well, that's very kind of you. And I agree with you 100%, you know. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't people who hate me, because there are those too.
I can't imagine anyone like that. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to work with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, that's such a great point. And somebody was talking about that with social media. They were like, you know what, if someone's giving you a hard time, they weren't going to buy what you're selling anyway. Mm-hmm. So just move it along and make room for the people that are there for what you have to offer. So I love that attitude. I love that you have such joy in your voice. It's just, oh my gosh, it's amazing. So, speaking of talking to you, Michael, I was checking out the schedule for Matilda the Musical, and it says there are talkbacks with the cast and creative team happening on Wednesday, October 24th, and then Wednesday, November 7th. Do audience members get to stay and then talk with you after the performance? How does that work?
It will be a moderator-led talkback.
Awesome.
That will happen, and not all the cast stays. Like, probably the kids will probably leave because it'll be like 10:30.
Oh, sure.
And you know, they're just going to want to go home and mm-hmm. go to bed, because by the time we open the show, then they start going back to school schedule. So they'll be at school, you know, they'll be getting up again at 6, going to school, getting out at 3, you know, then head to the theater that night. So they'll probably be leaving after, but I'm sure there'll be several of the adult actors who will sit around and talk with the audience.
That's wonderful. Do you find that you get certain questions coming up again and again when people have the chance to interact with you?
I think it all depends on the project. All the projects vary. I recently did a show set in a gym, an actual boxing gym, and we had a talk back after the show. And those questions are going to be completely different than the questions I'm going to get asked about Matilda. You know, are you a real mean person? Are you really mean? Do you dislike kids? Do you really have warts? Is that a prosthetic nose, or is that just the way you really look? It's one of my favorite things, actually, because you get to learn how you affect the audience and sort of how they have the message that they've taken from the performance. And I really enjoy that.
Michael, this is so great. And like I said at the beginning of the interview, we know that you are in tech right now for a show that is opening Saturday, October 26th, and is running to November 17th at the La Mirada Theater. And we are all I just recently saw the Grumpy Old Men musical down there, and the show was incredible, but also the venue is spectacular. It's really, really it's a great place to see theater.
This is my third show here.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, I did Peter Pan with Kathy Rigby, and I also did Little Shop of Horrors.
Well, I mean, to be in La Mirada and to be able to share the stage with Kathy Rigby, I mean, what more could you want? That's incredible. And for those of you listening, if you would like to see Matilda the Musical, it is tickets are available at lamiradatheater.com, or you can call 714-994-6301.
I think that's the right number.
Yeah. You're like, check, confirm.
Yeah, we got the info right. Yay.
So, yes, Michael, thank you so much for your time. We know you have to get back to rehearsal, but we really appreciate it. And I'm sure there's plenty of people listening that are going to want to head on down to the La Mirada to check out your show.
It's going to be a fantastic experience. We are just all so happy and excited to share the story with you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Well, thank you for sharing some time with us today, Michael E. Shepherd.
Yay.
Thank you for having me. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, that was so great.
He's so nice.
It is a really great theater, isn't it?
It really is. And you and I always just kind of go goo-goo over the free parking. So I'm actually going Saturday for opening night, and there's a reception afterwards, so it's going to be really fun. If you're at the show, look for the girl with the big blonde hair running around asking people what they thought, because we really want to start to interview people after the shows and get your reaction. I mean, Will and I basically love everything, but we want to get honest reactions from everybody about what you loved about it.
Exactly. And it's just, it's such a fun experience and in such a great area and such a wonderful excuse to get down to La Mirada. There's also a lot of really great restaurants right now.
I was going to ask if you know anywhere to eat, because I'm going to go with one of my friends who just had a birthday. And so we're going to go early and grab dinner and then go see the show.
Driving from LA, I was worried that there wouldn't be, I didn't know, so I stopped at the first, hamburger place, and then when I got to the actual theater, there's so many fantastic restaurants. I can't remember any offhand, but I just remember being like, damn, I should have eaten there, could have eaten there. So, I mean, but now that we know to go down there, I'm sure I'll try them all, so I'll let you know.
And they have some great shows coming up, so I hope that you'll check it out, and definitely let us know if you see Matilda the musical, if you see Michael performing, let us know what you thought, and also let us know if there are some musicals happening in your area that we should cover. You can reach out to me at Lara Scott Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also have our own social media for West of Broadway on Twitter at West of Broadway 1.
Facebook, it's West of Broadway, or you can search Will and Lara on Facebook. And Instagram, we're going to start doing it on Instagram, and it'll be West of Broadway.
we're still trying to get our act together. But yes, you can find Will on social at Will Armstrong PR.
Exactly.
And if you're looking for us, you can find us
just West of Broadway.